The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be working alongside Nathan Miller, our producer. This is American Road Trip Talk. We'll be back with the interview right after this. American Road Magazine would like to thank Ranker.com, EnjoyTravelLife.com, and TravelersPress.com for honoring us with excellent ratings on their recent lists of outstanding travel magazines. American Road was listed among the top 25 travel magazines in 2024 by Ranker, by Travelers Press in the top 25 travel magazines 2024, one of only three in that group that are dedicated to travel in the USA. And Enjoy Travel Life rated American Road Magazine as number one in the best specialty magazines for Travelers 2024 category. To say the least, we are grateful.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days. And I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. Today, the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival is already underway, celebrating the glory of spring and the abundant splendor of Mother Nature. The festival began April 1st and runs to April 30th, 2024. In this episode, our roving correspondent Matt Shea will provide specifics regarding what you can expect and how to get maximum enjoyment from your experience at this dazzling Washington State destination. Matt Shea, welcome back, sir.
Happy Friday to you, Gary, and to everyone listening. I would like to welcome everyone to the 41st Annual Skagit Valley Tulip Festival. And incidentally, this is the most tulips they've had in recent years. In the past, they've had to contend with harsh rains. They've had to contend with early frost. This year, it all came together with Mother Nature and more tulips than you could ever imagine. Now, we'd like to say this up front. Across the board, they request no drones. All due respect, but it just works out best for everyone. And for the information needed, you need to go no further than tulipfestival.org. But let's talk about the Skagit for a moment. In 1853, it had its first crop, potato crops. In 1883, it was named after the Skagit Indian and became Skagit County. Here's what they have done to the world of agriculture. They have 80 different crops, 50% of the world's beet spinach seeds, along with 25% of the world's cabbage seeds. That is amazing. But there's also more than this. They're not just the largest tulip festival in America. You have year-round camping and fishing in the area, wineries, Heritage Flight Museum, the Skagit Historical Museum. They have fun casino life at the Swinomish, and they have great restaurants such as the Fork at Skagit Bay, Maxdell's Steak and Chop House, and many, many, many upon many bed and breakfast and other venues. Skagit's fun year-round, but in April, it's all about the tulips.
And it sounds like it's a great place to take a staycation if you're in Western Washington. I'm sure people come not only from out of state, but from around the world to this event. There, so if you can find a room, you might want to stay for the whole weekend, maybe two, three nights even. There's so much to do.
It is very common, and there are bed and breakfast, hotels, motels, not just throughout the Skagit, but in neighboring towns as well. They accommodate everybody quite nicely. And again, we have campgrounds and RV campgrounds. It covers every base imaginable. I would like to open up by going to the Garden Rosalind. The Garden Rosalind is the most tranquil of the four. They are on 7 beautiful acres that have this rolling atmosphere to it, as if you're in Holland. Why do I say that? Well, one of which is their multicolored windmill that looks like it's from Holland, and the Cascade Mountain Range in the background. But they have more than that. They have award-winning designs with their tulips that they change every year. And keep in mind, they'd like you to have the family dog with you. They encourage you to bring a picnic for the family. This is a place that has a pond where you could feed the ducks and the geese there. You could walk around the pond, but you could also walk around the outer perimeter. And again, these are rolling hills where every time you walk, you see something different. You take the trail, and all of a sudden, what's behind you is behind you, and ahead of you just opens up. The mountain ranges, the neighboring fields, the wildlife, everything. It is beautiful there. And all 4 venues have plenty of free parking, and I mean plenty. It is beautiful there. They have a gift shop with concession stands, many, many photo opportunities, and they also have food trucks that come in. These are the good ones. A lot of fun at this place. And again, it is very tranquil. You could spend half a day there, family picnic, and just take your time walking on the various trails they have, taking pictures every step of the way, too.
Great photo ops, I'm quite sure. You mentioned the Garden Rosalind. Now, you know, you're a veteran of these, Matt. The great thing, and there's so much that's great about it, but one great aspect is that they don't make it a cookie cutter experience. It's not, okay, it's back again. And if you go there, you're going to see exactly what you saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. They always keep it updated.
They most certainly do. And case in point, Tulip Valley, our next stop, they have made a lot of changes. Every year, it's a little different, and it's equally as fun, but it's interesting because what are we going to see this year? They have over 4 million bulbs there, and they're the only U-Pick tulip venue. In fact, they're the second largest U-Pick tulip field in the entire country. And they consider themselves artists, so to say, because among other things, they help you give a good floral display of your tulips you've picked. They also have a wonderful show where they have Andrew Miller as guest speaker about Tulip Valley. But there's even more than that. On this 30 acres of farmland, 12 acres, they have a 1952 Dodge truck in mint condition to take pictures with. In fact, the thing actually runs. But they also have 4 Scottish Island cows. And these are the ones with horns and long Santa Claus-like hair on the face. They're beautiful. You can get amazingly close to them for pictures. But it goes a step further. They have Rocky the mini donkey, who was their sole petting zoo. You can pet him, hug him, get pictures taken with him, too. They encourage you to bring picnic because they not only have picnic tables, you could go out in the tulip fields and throw your blanket wherever you want to. You could set it up over here or over there or up on that mound. They encourage that. You could buy tulips there as well, including bulbs. And they have great kettle corn, pop, coffee. And here is something I greatly appreciate. They have Color for a Cause Red, White, and Bloom discount for teachers, first responders, government employees, sensational discounts on admission, among other things. And then things start to get a little crazy. They have the night blooms, which take place on Friday and Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. It's a light show because many don't realize that tulips actually close when it gets dark out. Then the sunlight has them naturally reopen again. So the tulips are starting to close, and in this time they have an incredible light show through the fields where they have a beautiful film of tulips and nature, and then it gets even more crazy. they have these large pizza size spotlights that are multicolored. And if you step, stomp, or jump in, they turn color. It's a different type of Twister game, if you recall. And you're going to be seeing not just children, you're going to see your grandparents out there hopping around like bunny rabbits. It's amazing, this light show. I guess they play vibrant music with the beat that goes with it, and they have fire pits out there. How can you top that?
Matt, can you imagine the founders of this event way back when and how they envisioned it and then how it's evolved? It's extraordinary.
It has, yes, but it's what you just said. Every year there's something different. And whatever you go to one you're accustomed to, you are expecting a change because it is going to be changed. And it's a lateral movement. It's fun stuff to fun stuff, but it's not last year's. It's this year's. It's now. And now we have Tulip Town, which is known as the Jewel of Skagit County. And again, if you go to tulipfestival.org, they give you all the information. But Tulip Town also has tuliptown.com. They have 5 acres of over 55 variety of tulips, and they have an incredible large windmill for photo opportunities. But they also have the old barn you could see upon entrance, and attached to it is a newer greenhouse. Inside, they have the landing where they have nachos, chili dogs, pretzels, salad, fruit cups, ice cream, pastries, on and on. For that reason, they request not to bring any food. They provide it, and they have plenty of dining areas to enjoy, both inside and out. Dogs are allowed, too. It's 30 acres altogether of farmland, and here is something incredible. They have got the International Peace Garden, and it's an American flag along with 18 other countries joining in. Beautiful international flag pavilion. But they also have the Veterans Garden. It's by the windmill, and they have a fountain dedicated to the veterans. All 6 flags of the military branches are honored here: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Space Force. Getting back to the greenhouse and old barn, they have a sensational gift shop. You could buy sweaters, you could buy artwork, you could buy seeds there. And then they also have tulip displays inside. And there's more. You bet they have a beer garden that also features homemade wine, coffees, tea, cold coal. But it doesn't stop there. Outside, they have a trolley ride pulled by a tractor. And when you are going through those tulip fields, you're not only going to be sitting by people from various parts of the country, you're going to be sitting by people who travel to this country. Because again, this is America's largest tulip festival. This is the Skagit Tulip Festival. You are surrounded with vintage farm equipment, an old international truck, rusted away, rustic, with beautiful floral display on it. The same could be said about wagons in there. They have all sorts of farmland equipment from a century ago, one photo opportunity after another. It is a fun place, lots of room for everyone, millions of tulips there, millions, and it just keeps going. Many people claim Tulip Town as their favorite, but based on who you're talking to, you're going to get different answers from different people.
Let's go ahead to the last venue, and then I'd like to talk to you about your personal experiences there. I am so excited. I'm envious. The people that have the opportunity to get there, what a blessing for them. I know everybody who goes is going to have a great time. There is a fourth venue, and I'm looking at the word. I've never seen it before, Matt.
Ruzen Garde, and I believe I pronounced that right. And they do allow picnic food, but they request that you do not bring animals with you. And again, across the board, no drones. They have over 50 acres. Unbelievable. Millions upon millions. In fact, believe it or not, the Rousin Gardé, they're responsible for planting 98% of the tulips throughout the entire Skagit Valley. That's how big they are. They have over 200 tulip and daffodil varieties. And again, bring the food in, bring the family dog. You could, no dogs and no drones, but bring the family picnic there. And plenty of picnic, plenty of seating, tables, everything. It's incredible. They have vendors there, such as hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, fudge, drinks, everything. They open up with a five-acre display that has over 1 million bulbs, and it's like a theme park. I see these blue tulips channeled as if it's a river, and the other multicolored tulips on either side. To me, that looks like a farmland with a river going through. That's how I take it. Then they have two 25-acre fields that have trails, and not just for people who could run. They also are wheelchair accessible. And so whether it's grass, dirt, gravel, they have it for everyone. They have parking for the handicap, and they have a gazillion restrooms at this venue. And again, the food is great. The gift shop's fun. You could get a shirt to commemorate the event. You could buy art displays. Local artists have their displays up there that you could buy from. And you could go there and mail any batch of tulips you want to anywhere in the country, and it will be there within 2 days. You can't beat it. These venues are all basically between $15 to $22 thereabouts. But again, to go to tulipfestival.org, they'll lead you to all four venues, tell you the location, how to get there. You can't lose.
Tulipfestival.org.
Yes.
Do they price these per venue, or can you get a pass that gets you into all of them?
That is a good question. Most prefer that you buy online in advance. And I think they have that. But regardless, by looking them up on tulipfestival.org, they'll give you the precision needed how to get those tickets. And some let you buy at the gate also, but they prefer advance tickets.
Thank you, Matt. So we're talking about Garden Rosalind,
yes.
Tulip Valley,
yes.
Tulip Town, and Rousin Gardé. I'm going to spell that. Rousin Gardé.
Yes, Rousin Gardé is the mammoth one. They're all sensational at what they do, but this is the big kid on the block with over 50 acres, and they're open year-round. So that's fun.
I'm going to have to keep pronouncing it until I get it right. Rousin Gardé.
There you go. You got a gold star.
Yay! Matt, tell us a little bit about some of your favorite memories from how many trips have you made up there?
Well, the last 4 years, you and I have done shows there, but I've been going to the Skagit, my gosh, at least the last 40 years. I'll get up early in the morning and have a cup of coffee, and I'll get on the farm to market road, which means farms to the left and right leading into town where the markets are. It still functions the same purpose. And what I like about the Skagit, among other things, is based on the season, they have their share of fruit stands, salmon stands, shellfish, tulips, of course, and they always have signs like the old Bermer Shave commercials. They have signs leading you to the tulip fair. It's fun. But when you drive through there, you're going to see your share of historical schoolhouses that are over 100 years old, historical churches from two centuries ago. It maintained its heritage, its culture. The rolling fields, again, over 80 crops, and the whole world knows who they are when it comes to seeds, such as the cabbage and so forth. It's amazing. They are known worldwide. But Skagit is alive season to season. There's always something going on there.
And what are the towns surrounding it? Describe it as a region.
We have Laconer, and that is a fun town, and we've done shows on that because it's off the Swinomish River, and they have their restaurants that go back to the 1800s. And they're part of the Tulip Festival, I would say, because you go through all these fields of beautiful flowers and so forth to get there. So they're very proud of it. And then we also have, we have Mount Vernon. On one side, we have Mount Vernon running parallel with I-5. The other side, we have got, why am I drawing a blank? I'm so excited about this. The Skagit Valley as a whole. And we also have Anacortes not too far down the road. And that's amazing sea town, a port by itself. But they are all a part of this Tulip Festival.
And you're not that far away from Bellingham.
No, we're not. We are probably, I would say, a half hour from Bellingham. And you too. It extends out there, I would say. You could buy tulips up there. But when you get off of Highway 20, the signs are there. You see the fields there from the road. And you could also roll down the window, and that wonderful fragrance will guide you there.
What an extraordinary experience. And the people that you have met there, I just have this impression that they are friendly and welcoming. Yes, because they want the tourism, but that's to make it mercenary. They don't seem that way. The times that I have been in that region, these are genuinely friendly people, very welcoming.
All four venues answered my phone call. Matt, how are you? We appreciated you last year. We love the radio show you did with the American Road Trip. They're very open. And hey, we have some new displays here. They talked about it. They're very personable. They have the time of day. Last year when I went to one of the venues, I was spotted. One of their help tracked me down, gave me tickets, reimbursed me the admission I paid. We're so glad to have you back. How are you today? You get treated that way up there.
If American Road Trip Talk motivates people to make the trek there, whether you're a short distance or a long distance away, you are going to be amply rewarded. What an incredible experience with all of the color, all of the flavors, all of the scents. It's the kind of thing that makes for, whether it's a staycation, a vacation, or a day trip, it's going to create memories that last a lifetime. That's my impression.
Oh, yes. And these towns such as Burlington, Mount Vernon, LeConnor, Conway, they're all close. One runs into the next, and I don't even know where the property lines actually are. So when you asked me, I got a little confused because for myself, it's the Skagit Valley. But yes, it's all of these farm towns together uniting. And they're greatly patriotic. I love it. I love how they honor the military and our law enforcement.
Yes, yes. Matt, you said something early on about a museum.
Yes, they have several museums there. They have the Heritage Flight Museum, and they also have the Museum of the Skagit. Amazing. And they also have a quilt museum there. And the Museum of the Skagit, for a while, claimed to have been holding a piece of the actual Mayflower from the Pilgrims. And the reason why is when the Canadian border had to redo the Peace Arch, it was holding a piece of it, or so they believe. So it was on loan to the museum so that people like us could look at this. And I love history like that. The Peace Arch has since been refurbished and it's back in place. But stories like that I love. And the Native American culture is alive and well. The artwork there, the restaurants they have there, I greatly appreciate that influence. It's been there forever.
Anybody that gets a chance to go there, you don't need any more encouragement from us. You're in for the experience of a lifetime. I envy anyone and everyone who has that opportunity. Matt, in our remaining time, tell us a little bit about your own projects. You're always so good to come on to the program and inform people about Washington State, Western Washington in particular, the Pacific Northwest generally. You have so many good things to say. Say something good about what you're up to. What's your latest book?
Well, the latest one came out about casinos because I wanted people to have their eye open where casinos are fun, But it's like anything. There are those of us that get something out of hand. And so I don't blame the casinos. It's about the person being honest with themselves if they've gotten out of line a bit. So this book is called The Casino Down the Street, that I'm essentially a small-town USA Hallmark typewriter. So my website, Matt Shea, S-H-E-A, mattsheabooks.net, it has a free audiobook for the family. It has free stories. It has the Amazon list, among other things. It has some American Road Trip talk if you dig deep enough. But it's for the family. A lot of free stuff before you ever come close to considering buying anything.
Thank you once again, Matt Shea. It is always a delight to have you join us on American Road Trip Talk.
Thank you, Gary, and have a wonderful weekend. And now I'm going to head back up and look at those tulips.
You go, Matt, and thank you. Have a wonderful weekend yourself. And we wish the same for everybody. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to American Road Trip Talk. Along with Thomas and Becky Repp, co-founders of American Road Magazine, we remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.